host has spent decades studying the Bible in the original languages. He holds degrees from the University of Wisconsin, Moody Bible Institute, Asbury Theological Seminary, and Bethel Theological Seminary. With the help of some of his friends, in 1994, Dr. Rako founded a national volunteer ministry to hunters. He is an author, dog trainer, and speaker. Tom served as a full-time pastor for 36 years. Now here is your host, Dr. Tom Rako.
Thanks for joining us here on the Rockdale Publications Quill. During today's program, we're going to be looking at an entry in the Devotions for Bird Hunters book by Blair Radney of Maryland, titled Turkey Seasons. I'll also be doing some more turkey talk as I share an article I wrote a number of years ago called The Wrong Side of the Tree. I hope that you enjoy today's broadcast. Turkey Seasons by Blair Radney of Maryland. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29 tells us regarding Jesus. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows. Though he does not know how, all by itself the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts a sickle to it because the harvest has come." With 2 hours of practice on a new slate call, I thought I was ready to lure in a turkey. With that, I headed up into an unfamiliar pre-dawn woods and waited for sunrise. Needless to say, I didn't get that turkey, nor did I even hear one. However, I did not give up. I spent the next 5 years practicing slate, mouth, wing, bone, and locator calls. I researched hunting techniques and turkey behavior. I searched for land and spent hours and hours doing preseason scouting. Finally, towards the end of the season, in my fifth year, I located some gobblers on a farm one evening and watched them fly up to a roost. I got in an hour before dawn the next morning. I set up against a deadfall along the field edge by the woods the turkeys had roosted. An hour after dawn, I had my first turkey on the ground. What a blessing. Since then, my success has only increased as I continue to mature as a turkey hunter. Whether it's turkey or deer we are hunting, our success increases as we study and apply what we learn over the years. Maturity is not achieved instantly. And so it is with our spiritual maturity. When we are saved, we are born again. But we should not stay babies in our faith as many of us do. Hebrews 6 warns against this. However, maturity will not happen overnight as Jesus illustrated in the parable of the growing seed. To mature, we must stay in God's Word by reading our Bibles daily. 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Staying in Christian fellowship and sharing our faith without fear is also important. Lord, thank you for the salvation you granted us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Guide me and teach me through your word. Challenge me as you see fit, as you bring me to maturity. In Jesus' name, amen. When we come back, I'll be sharing an experience I had in South Dakota on the wrong side of the tree.
Devotions for Bird Hunters, edited by Dr. Tom Rako, is a unique collection of devotions that are written by and for bird hunters. Selections include Lessons from a Bird Dog, Dead Cow Blues, When Life Throws You a Load of Buckshot, Crossing Jordan, Turkey Seasons, and much more. Whether one's passion is quail hunting in the south, pheasant hunting in the north, or calling gobblers in the spring, Devotions for Bird Hunters will prove to be an inspiration. Devotions for Bird Hunters contains a collection of 25 devotional entries by 8 different authors. Each devotional entry begins with a suggested Bible reading, tells a true story or experience, and then concludes with a brief prayer. And yet the book itself is small enough to carry in your hunting jacket. To order your copy of Devotions for Bird Hunters, go to the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Be sure and visit rockdove.com today.
I had been hunting all morning in South Dakota without even the slightest sound or glimpse of a turkey. Now I was standing on a piece of public ground with a narrow strip of lush greenery which ran between two prairie dog towns. The previous fall, I remembered seeing a big Merriam gobbler in this area while bow hunting. Taking my box call in hand, I made a couple of quick yelps. Immediately, I heard a gobble which seemed to be about 150 yards away. I wondered, should I try to set up my decoys and sit down and start calling, or should I try to move closer? I decided to hit the call again to better locate the gobbler. Instantly, a loud gobble followed, revealing he was at less than 100 yards and coming fast. Seconds later, the big bird appeared through an opening and then disappeared behind some trees. He was followed by Jake, a young male, and a hen. All were looking for the source of my call. I quickly got my back against a small tree which had brush on both sides. A few seconds later, out of the corner of my eye, the huge gobbler stopped and flared his feathered fan a mere 12 feet behind me. Unfortunately, I found myself on the wrong side of the tree. Fearing the jake or hen would spot me, I stayed still. Then the big long beard began taking steps towards some heavy cover. Desperate to not miss the opportunity, I slowly started turning for a shot. Put, put, came a warning from the hen, and the turkeys all vanished. I moaned out loud, if only I had been on the right side of the tree. I'm reminded of another tree that was planted close to 2,000 years ago by some Romans on a hill called Calvary. God's Son was then hung on that tree between two thieves. The Bible tells us that Jesus, quote, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, unquote, 1 Peter 2, verse 24. And again, the scriptures remind us, quote, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, unquote, Galatians 3:13. Decades ago, I found myself on the wrong side of this particular tree. I had heard the good news of Jesus Christ, but had not responded. In essence, I had turned my back to that tree with the excuse, someday I will accept Christ. However, one night in 1977, during a time of desperation, I finally turned toward that tree. Not only did I discover what I needed, but also whom I needed, Jesus Christ. How about you? You see, it's one thing to miss out on a turkey, but quite another to miss out on eternal life. Friend, I want to encourage you to make sure that you're on the right side of the tree. When we come back, I'll have some closing remarks.
The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guard Rail. If you have a desire to one day own a classy American-bred English pointer, the Quilted Arrow periodically has puppies available. Contact the Quilted Arrow to find out more. Or perhaps you already have a young pointer that needs help in becoming all they were meant to be. With a little investment, you can become your hunting partner's favorite trainer. There is a limited opportunity for hands-on coaching, but no worries. You can also schedule some personal FaceTime coaching. Again, if you have a strong interest in one day owning an American-bred English pointer, or want to take the next step in helping your bird dog be all that they were created to be, visit the Rockdove Publications website at rockdove.com. Don't delay. Visit rockdove.com today.
Well, I tell you, I love turkey hunting. It's such a different environment than in the fall. In the spring, you have these songbirds that are singing. Of course, it begins early in the morning. And before it's daylight, you'll start hearing all kinds of sounds. And of course, when a gobbler gobbles, it's so fascinating. They are such a beautiful creature. Some people think they're ugly. I think they're one of the most beautiful creatures. And in fact, when they are during the mating season, when they are gobbling and strutting, you'll see their head. It'll change from white, pure white, to a robin egg blue, to a cherry red. Just almost magically, they are a magnificent creature that God created. And then, of course, their feathers, they may seem to, from a distance, to look kind of plain or whatever, but they have this these beautiful feathers that reflect when you get some light on them, and they're just a beautiful creature, a fascinating creature. I want to share by closing with a poem that I wrote a number of years ago. In fact, in 2008, it's on the back of the Bird Devotions for Bird Hunters, and it's called The Bird Hunter's Prayer. And I want to share that again. No collection of coveys or flocks far above can convey the height of your glory nor the extent of your love. The ring-necked rooster with rainbow on wing, the turkey and strut, both speak of their king. The gobble, the cackle, the mourning dove coo, the honking and drumming, all come from you. O Lord, keep me from false calls and all evil decoys, the snare of the fowler, the one who destroys. Jesus, make me your stylish pointer and use me to faithfully retrieve those who are yet lost and still need to believe. Thanks for joining us. I hope that you'll join us again next time.
You've been listening to the Rock Dove Publications podcast with your host, Dr. Tom Rako. This program has also been brought to you by The Quilted Arrow, home of intelligent, stylish, field-bred English pointers with bloodline streams from Hall of Fame champion Guardrail. Thank you so much for listening. Now this is Beth Rako inviting you to join us again next time on the Rock Dove Publications podcast.